So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. That's right, two New Jersey lawyers. But it's not about law, Dave. It's a show about mindset because that permeates everything. Every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., podcast drops on Wednesday. You once again, Dave, you outshone me. You got another awesome guest for the show today. I cannot wait to dig in. Our pre-interview was amazing. Who we got?
Yeah, absolutely. Yet another contact. I talk about associations all the time. Down in Miami, Florida, I got to meet Melissa Waghi and her crew several months ago. And Melissa is a best-selling author of Detoxify Your Mind, Gain Clarity and Control of Your Thoughts to Unlock Your Full Potential. She is a high-performance consultant leader, an international speaker, and a mindset mentor. Her most recent venture is Epic Talks, South Florida's number one networking event in Miami, Florida, which she is the founder and CEO. And Melissa, thank you for coming today. I'll tell you, I enjoy your content that you put out there. This Epic Talks is massive, unbelievable. The speakers that you have that come forward at these live events, congratulations on your success and welcome to Nothing But the Truth.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. I'm honored. David, I know we've been trying to get together and make this happen for the last year, and now it's finally happened. And however I could add value to your community, that's what I'm here for.
Awesome. Well, Melissa, I got to start off because this is right in my space. Since I was a very young person and throughout my entire career as being the county prosecutor, Dave knows when we used to work together, to now as having our own private firm, we talk a lot about mindset and clarity. And oftentimes with clients we have or anyone we touch, there seems to be with some people the thought that, well, controlling your mind doesn't make sense. But I always say to people, there's a lot of garbage going on in the background of your head when you're talking to yourself and how you're talking to yourself, and 98%, if not higher, of the things you worry about don't come true. You know, let me give you an example of what I'm saying. I know a guy that when he was in his 30s, talked about how bad his 30s were, but he loved his 20s. Then he went into his 40s, and he was talking about how much he loved his 30s, and his 40s were really rough. Then when he was in his 50s, he would say, oh, my 50s are terrible, but my 40s were great. And when I really analyzed this with the person, what it came down to was that at the time the person is living in that present moment, there were so many fears, so many concerns, so many voices in the head. And then when they look back a decade later, when 98% or more never came true, they realized that the reason was that they were robbing themselves in the present moment with the proper mindset to stop, look, I like to say, and go with more clarity. So mind control, people think sometimes, is fake. Talk to us about the importance of that in the work that you do so that people could become clear.
Every new level is going to experience a new devil. Okay? So whatever got you to where you are right now is not going to get you to the second level. Right? So when you look at, like, for example, fitness competitors, when they get to that Olympian stage, it took them 5, 4, 3 years to get to that, right? So you keep competing and you didn't win the first time. You go the second time, you got third or second place, and then you continue evolving based on the different trajectories that you're going through. Right. And your coach teaches you to get better and better and better. Just like when you're a baby, right? You crawl and then you walk. You learn a language, right? You become fluid at it. That's how life works. And the thing is with society nowadays, they think that things come easy. They don't. You have to work for it. You know? So what is the mindset that you get to create in order to get to the next level of your life. And it's pretty that simple. People want to make it complicated. It's not complicated. Get clear on what is it that you want? What do you want? What does your life look like moving forward? Do you want a relationship? You want a thriving business? You want to heal your past traumas, right? That's where I started. Let me heal my past traumas for me to get to the next level of my life. And I got crystal clear on what the next steps would be. People just have this grand vision and they keep looking at social media and all these other people that have massive success, but they're not hearing the failures that people had to go through to get to where they're at. So I wanna encourage our influencers nowadays that instead of talking so much about their success and how much money they're making and the cars they're driving and where they're living, why won't we talk about the steps that you had to take in order to get to the next level of your life? And now we have something to inspire and get people to really start moving forward in their lives.
How does one come out of those adversities? I mean, that present moment sometimes may be clouded with looking back on bad experiences or being in the bad experiences at the moment. But coming from your experience, tell us, what advice do you have for people in that mindset to get to that next level?
Okay, so just to share a little bit about my story, I was a foster child. I was given up for adoption. My parents were heroin addicts. My father actually passed away five, six months ago from a heroin overdose. I knew that that wasn't my victim story. I'm like, I'm going to leave a legacy in my father's name that because of what he went through, I'm going to become stronger and more powerful. People tend to live in that moment of like, I was raped, I was abused, I was sexually assaulted, I was this, I was that. You're not a victim of your circumstances. You're a victor of your circumstances. And if you were to think about the greats in our lives, they're the ones that come from the biggest poverty and rape and prison and you know, being accused of wrong things. I mean, look at starting with Jesus Christ, right? If you want to take it back to the Bible, we can start there, right? Mm-hmm. So you are either a victim of your circumstances or you're a victor of your circumstances. And I chose to be a victor of my circumstances. Like, I'm not, my future doesn't dictate my life. I mean, sorry, my past doesn't dictate my life. My future does, and the decisions that I choose to make right now in the present moment. So yeah. I just knew I wanted to create a better future for myself. I got crystal clear. Like, once I hit rock bottom after a difficult divorce, I had spent 2 years in alcohol abuse, drug abuse, hanging out with the wrong people, partying like a rock star, to be honest with you. And I remember waking up one morning and after literally waking up 4 hours, not being able to move because I felt like I lost my identity being married for 10 years. My ex-husband cheated on himself. So for me, I was like, this is someone that I knew for 10 years, never imagined that he could create and do what he did. For 2 years, I was paralyzed and doing the wrong things. And I went to the mirror, and I'll never forget this moment. I went to the mirror in my beautiful house in Las Vegas, living by myself. And I looked at myself and I said out loud in the mirror, I'm like, Melissa, are you proud of the woman you've become? I said it out loud. This is something I tell my clients all the time. If you always want the truth, stop asking your family, stop asking your friends. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, whatever your name is, John, Melissa, Craig, Barbara, are you proud of what you've become? I said no, and I said this out loud. I'm not proud of who I've become because of what I thought I was a victim of. So what are you gonna do about it? I'm gonna change it. Within those days, I saw an ad on Facebook that said, reignite your life, your finances, and your future by T. Harv Eker. I don't know if you guys know who T. Harv Eker is, but he's the author of The Millionaire Mind. And I called a girlfriend of mine, I'll never forget this, Alexi Panos. At the moment, she was starting new with Lewis Howes. her husband, Preston Smiles. And I called her. I was like, Alexi, have you ever heard of this company? She's like, no. But if there's one positive thing you get out of that event, it's a win situation. I booked my flight, my ticket. I went there, and those 3 days changed my life, changed the trajectory of my life. I bought my ticket. Did I end up investing $6,500 at the end of the event? Yes, I did. but I spent 2 years in personal development, and I believed in myself.
Your story just resonates with me in so many different ways. I don't even know where to begin, but it's amazing that at your darkest time, if you just make movement, if you just do something, even if you may not know where it lands, it may put you in a place with people or the education. Listen, when we're down and out, at least myself, and I'm a very spiritual person, and I love reading, I've always have been very philosophical, the nature of life, things of that nature, but you tend to go deeper when things are worse. At least that's my experience. I have to fight to keep doing it when I'm grateful for so many things happening in my life. So I think that's amazing. But I do want to talk to you about something you said, because I use this term all the time. Sometimes people get offended by it, about the difference between being a victim and a victor. I think today, you tell me if I'm wrong about this. I know a lot of people listening to this are going to be agitated. But like, when I grew up, not that I'm anything special, but my mother would say to me, you know, you're nothing special. You know, do this, do that. You're not going to be the best at this. Go to where your talents are. Stop crying if you didn't get something. Stop blaming everybody for you not doing it. Look at yourself in the mirror, figure out what it is that you can do well, and do it. That's what your mission is going to be. Your job is to figure it out. And I find that it may be in society, and I just see it more, and it could be because it's amplified in social media, that we're giving ourselves, and I think it's such a disservice, a reason to be a victim. We're giving ourselves a reason. And when you are a victim, you never get off that couch. What are your thoughts?
This is what I say. I don't take advice from people unless I'm willing to give my life for their life, right? So all due respect to your mother, but she's carrying all her insecurities and all her past traumas into you and what she's saying. The worst advice I've ever received from anyone is from my family members and the people closest to me. If you don't have the lifestyle or the business or the relationship that I'm looking for, I'm not going to listen to you. It's like taking advice from a fucking fat trainer, right? You're not going to listen to a fat trainer. You're not going to listen for financial advice for somebody who's broke. You're not going to take relationship advice from someone who is single. So you get to be careful where you take your advice from. So investing in yourself is the number one thing. And if you believe in yourself enough, you'll trust the process. Most people are so scared of taking the next step because society and our school system is so messed up that they don't teach you the right emotional intelligence, the right mindset, your finances, or how to make it to the next level. They want to keep us in this little bubble that you get to, you know, go to college and, you know, get all these $250,000 in loans and then get married and still under debt and then have kids on top of that. So creating more debt for yourself. So at the end of the day, what does that system do? It creates depression and it creates a whole bunch of divorces and a whole bunch of people that are unsatisfied with their lives. What we get to teach here is fulfillment. So how do you get to create fulfillment in your life? What is your life's purpose? I've asked people who are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old that they still don't know what their purpose is. They go to the grave with all these dreams and ideas that they had in their mind because they didn't have the right resources and the right context and the right people to get to take their life and their business and their relationships to the next level. I'm not going to be that. I put an end to my generational trauma that had my family stuck and that had most of my aunts and uncles die of drug addiction and heroin addiction. I'm not going to be one of those.
Yeah, I just honestly, I think you're saying exactly what my mom, maybe I just didn't articulate the right way. It is find your purpose and don't be you know, downtrodden and beaten up simply because everything didn't happen the way you want to happen. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Find your purpose. Go for it. All right. Great advice for sure. We are unfortunately at a break, but we'll be back with more on the other end. You're listening to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth. We'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Welcome back to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth. Melissa, really inspirational stuff. You're doing some great work. I know Dave's got some questions for you, but I also want to talk to you about your platform, your stage, where you're actually taking all the stuff, the great stuff you're doing to help and amplify that to so many people. I think that that's really impressive. But Dave, you have a question.
Yeah, sure, Melissa. I love the story, especially coming out of adversity. And you mentioned going to a live course. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I've learned from coming out of COVID that I really wasn't looking for before, but nowadays, there's so much content out there, positive content, to really address some of our needs mentally and mindset. And I spoke off camera about some of the people I follow, like Ed Milet, Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, John Gordon, etc. I wonder, who are you working with or following that really makes an impact on you?
I definitely follow Tony Robbins' work, Lewis Howes. Once I found out about the School of Greatness, I got his book and I was going to a couple of his events. And AJ Masrod, I went to one of his events and that really transformed my life, which is one of the reasons why I wrote my first book, Detoxify Your Mind. And I have a lot of powerful people in my network. Recently, Satish Verma, who is the president of the Think and Grow Rich Institute, and we're now collaborating together. And like I mentioned before, the Think and Grow Rich book is the second highest selling book in the world, besides the Bible. But the Bible is number one, Think and Grow Rich is number two, with over 150 million copies sold. And I devote myself to personal development, emotional intelligence. I recently graduated from Ascension Leadership Academy, led by Jenna and Brad, and that was extremely transformational. I did Landmark, and all of these other platforms. Like, it's not just a one swipe thing that you get to heal yourself. You have to do the work, you know? And for those people who are willing to do the work of transformation and mindset and leadership and follow the pioneers who are transforming millions of lives, you get to reap the benefits of that transformation.
Awesome, Bob. Before we throw it to you, I just wanted to highlight something. Ed Milet is big on this, the power of one more. And Melissa, what you're saying is day by day, moment by moment, coming out of adversity, coming out of these places, you got to understand that you can't get there immediately and it is going to take time. And I think that best way to get through it is day by day. Bob?
Yeah, so I liked also when you were telling us the answer offline, the last person you referred to that you listened to very, very closely is yourself. Mm. And I think that there's a lot of people that may not trust themselves enough. I think you said that purposefully, not jokingly. Talk to me a little bit. Like, when did you gain that confidence to listen to yourself?
When you're not trusting yourself is because whoever raised you didn't trust themselves, because you learn from whoever you're around. So tell me who are the top five people that you surround yourself with, and I'll tell you who you're with. You know, it's like you go on people's social media, you look at it, by their posts alone, you can tell who people are. The confidence, I never, like I said, and I'll say it again, I never looked at myself as a victim. I looked at myself as a victor. I'm like, I'm going through this for a reason. How can I break through this and share my message with others? Because honestly, in the grand scheme of things, even being a foster child here in the United States, that's freaking glory. It's like hitting the lotto. When you go to third world countries and you see these kids that are sleeping in cardboards and their bellies are big, full of parasites, and you have women in Africa that their clitoris is being cut off. And yeah, we're here in the foster care system. This society like needs to grow up and stop being victims of whatever you think happened to you. It freaking happens for you. We're lucky that we're not in third world countries, that we're, you know, that we have shelter wherever we're at, that we can stand at a light corner and raise money because people feel bad for us. And I'm just tired of this society and giving the wrong messages. And for the influencers out there, you need to step up and be a voice. Instead of flashing your cars and all the money that you're making from your, you know, your business, inspire. Let's go and build water wells. Let's go build communities in third world countries, which is my mission. Once I continue expanding my brand, where are these people? Where are the celebrities when these kids and families, especially in these third world countries that really need us, and we're so freaking fortunate. Stop being a victim of whatever's happening to you here in the USA, because there's always a way out and there's always help, always.
Wow, that is so well said. So talk to us, like, what are you currently doing? Talk to us about your stage. What are these events that you're running, your talks? What are they meant to do, and how can people find you?
So Epic Talks is the number one entrepreneurship event in Miami. It happens monthly. It's not like a Tony Robbins event that happens once every 6 months, or a Grant Cardone event once every 6 months, or, you know, Brendan Burchard. Like, this is every single month where we bring incredible entrepreneurs, business professionals, people that are looking to build their network and expand their life and their business. And that's what Epic Talks is doing in the Miami community. Every single month, I bring different speakers to come and talk about different topics that I know are hot at the moment. For example, next week is going to be Epic Talks Presents the Future of Artificial Intelligence. I got some big names coming on my stage. Last month, I had the president of the Think and Grow Rich Institute. We crushed it. Learning about mindset, leadership, your thoughts are everything, right? How to snap out of it. We do real estate, crypto, back a year and a half ago, metaverse, publicity, public speaking, becoming a best-selling author. Every single month is a different topic. I also recently launched a year ago a private membership, which is called the Inner Circle, where we meet every single month for dinners, adventures. So you get to create this community, kind of family felt environment with high performers. And one of the reasons why I started Epic Talks came from a place of lack. I moved to Miami and I started Backpack Attack, which is a movement that gives backpacks to the homeless and also underprivileged kids. And I funded it myself. I would go to the dollar store, to Target, buy backpacks, and just go to underprivileged schools and homeless people and give away these backpacks. That inspired to write my first book, Detoxify Your Mind. How was I able to overcome depression and suicidal thoughts after a really difficult divorce? At the time, I was in medical sales, orthopedic sales, and I was no longer passionate about that. And I thought to myself, how could I pay my transformation forward? And I remember I was walking over the bridge here in Brickell, and I had been going to networking events, but I was leaving unfulfilled. Again, the purpose of life is fulfillment. So I wasn't finding fulfillment in these events. So I thought to myself, oh my God, if these events don't exist, I can create it myself. So from the moment I thought of it to the moment I had my first event was 3 days. I contacted a girlfriend of mine who's a law professor at the University of Miami, Alicia Belchenko. And I said, Alicia, I'm thinking about, you know, having this event. I want to share my story. I want to impact others. I created a little worksheet about people's purpose and how to take their life to the next level. Are you willing to be a speaker? And she goes, okay. She thought I was BSing her. And I went on Canva. I took a picture of her, a picture of myself. And at the time, I called it Epic Life Masters. And I said, I actually have my first flyer on my Instagram. And I said, reignite your life or whatever, show up. I rented a ballroom. I went to Whole Foods, got a couple bottles of wine, cheese platters, and bread, and I went to my event and I waited. 15 people showed up from my to my first event, and after I had printed out 100 flyers and I went over downtown and all the buildings I live, 15 people showed up to my first event in 3 days. 8 of them were my friends. So 7 people really showed up. But when I was sharing my story and watching them share their story, I was like, this is my calling. This is my purpose. My second event, I called it Epic Talks. I connected with a couple of influencers here in Miami, millionaire mentor Jason Stone, Andres Ospina, Lewis. And we had our second event. We had 120 people show up. And then that's when Epic Talks blew up. So the power of believing in yourself. When you have a vision, God doesn't give you a vision that you cannot execute. So when you got that seed planted, let's start watering it. It's not time to doubt yourself or to start taking advice from your family members. Because imagine I would have called my mother and been like, Mom, I got this idea for like an event and I want to connect with other people. You know what my mom used to tell me back in high school? She was like, go get a job at a bank and you'll have a 401k and you'll be at a bank making 15 bucks an hour. Like, what? Stop taking advice from the wrong people. So I went and believed in myself, connected with the right people that I saw their vision, that they were doing way better than me. And that's how it started.
Wow, that's amazing. And actually, you're touching a couple of points that Dave and myself are watering those seeds that we've had developing for a number of years, because we want to build a bigger community. They thought we were odd as lawyers that we were going to see being trained by Dr. Brené Brown and, you know, doing all these things to try to help people in terms of getting through the difficulties of their life beyond their legal matter. So you're an inspiration to us, but unfortunately, that's the time we have. But where can people find you on your social media?
Melissa Waage, MelitsaWaage, or Epic Talks Miami, where you'll find all my monthly events.
Wow. All right. We got to have you back for sure. We really appreciate it. This is WMTR Radio, Something But the Truth with Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. Every Saturday on the radio at 10:30. Dave, talk about the podcast.
Sure. NothingButTheTruthPodcast.com is the one-stop shop. It's got all the videos. We're taking video here in Melitsa today, as well as all of our other guests, including Jillian Michaels and the various different guests we've had. Nothing But the Truth Podcast, where you could sign up for our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever your podcasts are. Melitsa, it's been a pleasure delivering value for the whole show. We appreciate you coming on. Nothing But the Truth.
Thank you for having me.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.